I was exhausted that Friday night after the Arlington game. The emotion, the transformation from head football coach to now cancer patient, an anticipated new resident in Houston, Texas, was staring me right in the face. Saturday was almost like a decompression day. It was like after the conclusion of every football season, the body and mind attempt to throttle down to a normal level. This year was obviously different, in that the boys and coaching staff had more work to do. However, I completely stepped out of that mindset to focus on the transition to Houston and fighting cancer with every ounce of my being. I was able to do just that. Mentally, I redirected my thoughts and energy to the next challenge without any regrets. That was a good thing, because there wasn't any time to waste. Beth had packed and prepared almost everything for the transition, but there were still bits and pieces that needed to be tied up before our departure. We went to Mass that Saturday evening, and I was anointed for last rites with a special blessing by our priest. Next up was the 11-hour trip to Houston, Texas. We were locked and loaded, and the plan was to leave mid-Sunday morning and stop halfway in Texarkana, spend the night, and finish our trip to Houston to arrive early enough to unpack and set up our new apartment by Monday night. As we left on Sunday, our neighbors, players, friends, and the community of Collierville offered me prayers and wished me safe travels. All day Sunday, I received phone calls and text messages from ex-players, friends, and colleagues to pass on words of encouragement. The players had the recurring theme of, "Freaking embrace it, coach. You've got this." One can read so many different things on the internet, and that can be darn right dangerous. Beth researched constantly on the trip down. She's such a planner, organizer, and wanted to find any advantages we can to be successful in this battle, while at the same time making our living arrangements as comfortable as possible. As I was able to take off work, Beth was still working and needed to set up an office to be able to get some things accomplished while in our new apartment. After she set up the command center, she was investigating every option or obstacle that could possibly be thrown our way. My attitude was to stay off the internet and trust that I was in the best place in the world for cancer treatment. My angle was to be the best patient possible and have an incredible attitude no matter what direction my condition traveled. I also understood that I have lived an extremely blessed life with my soulmate, 3 incredible children, and 2 beautiful granddaughters. Also, I was loved and supported by my parents and siblings. Over the past 28 years, I had lived my dream of coaching and working with kids. I knew that I was not ready to cash it in, but I also knew if my news was dire, my mind would be in a good place. As we settled into our new surroundings in Houston's medical district that Monday, we went out to a nice dinner at nearby Rice Village. I knew when Tuesday morning arrived, it was go time. I was right. On October 31st, I had multiple appointments out of the gate. MDA likes to perform their own extensive tests. Any tests that I had prior to showing up in Houston on that Halloween, MDA reevaluated and then some. On day one, I was able to get familiar with my team of doctors. These professionals would perform evaluations through physicals, blood work, and scans. Some of these steps were extremely repetitive, but MDA does not leave any stone unturned. After about my 15th nasal scope, MRI, PET scan, and CT scan, along with having my blood drawn, it was time for the tumor council of about 70 doctors and surgeons to look over my specific case and discuss a protocol. I distinctly remember my visit with my doctor that Wednesday. My radiation oncologist brought in 6 colleagues, not students, to evaluate me individually. On 6 separate occasions, each doctor stuck their fingers down the back of my throat to physically determine where my tumor was located and the exact size of it. While this was happening, each doctor was writing frantically on a legal pad to document what they just evaluated. Almost like a team of coaches going to a future opponent football game to scout in person. I wasn't scared or intimidated whatsoever. I just knew this was part of the evaluation. So I thought about the advice I received from my players. Freaking embrace it.